On Wednesday, we started a series about gunshot survivors. Thanks to improvements in medical care, more victims recover from wounds that once could have been fatal. However, the growing survival rate does not tell the full story about victims' experiences. Some face significant physical and emotional damage. In today's installment of Exit Wounds, we report on the process of rehabilitation. A little more than a year ago, a gunman shot Todd Droulard in the back. He says two men confronted him in the alley outside his home on Milwaukee's northwest side. They wanted his cell phone. The last thing he remembers before waking up in the hospital was trying to run.
The bullet went through my spine. The bullet went through my stomach, and hit my pancreas, and it was stuck in my abdomen. They performed three surgeries on me. I had feeding tubes.
Droulard was 20 years old. For nearly a month and a half, he lived at Frederick Hospital.
It was very hard at first because at first I was just laying in a bed and I couldn't feel nothing. I couldn't really move. I couldn't do much.
Eventually, therapists helped Droulard learn to move again. He recalls spending countless hours adjusting to his new circumstances.
I had to do physical therapy, recreational therapy, and they taught me how I'm going to have to get dressed, shower, and do everyday things.
Today, the 21-year-old can walk short distances with the aid of leg braces and a walker, but most of the time he depends on a wheelchair. Droulard did much of his rehabilitation work here, in the gym at Frederick's Spinal Cord Injury Center.
We have a couple people working on some pulleys. We encourage people to enhance their muscles that are working.
Angela Marzulkowski is an occupational therapist. She says patients spend up to 3 hours a day in therapy, often focusing on small tasks, such as putting on a pair of socks.
They have to learn how to do things from scratch, and it's frustrating.
Marzulkowski says frustration isn't the only emotion she witnesses when working with gunshot victims. Some don't seem to grasp the importance of rehab.
They're not necessarily wanting to get up at 8 o'clock to get dressed. There are some times where the younger kids, motivation-wise, don't have the same qualities as someone who's been working and, you know, has had jobs and knows how to set a goal and achieve it.
Patients can also struggle to accept what's happened to them, and some are at risk of developing post-traumatic stress disorder, according to Terry Darun-Cassini. She's a clinical psychologist for Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Darun-Cassini says it's not unusual for PTSD symptoms to emerge during the hospital stay.
You have individuals who are in an unknown environment in the hospital, and the way our rooms are set up is that nurses and everybody can kind of access a cabinet that passes through into the patient's room, and so the patients will hear the nurses in there, you know, making noises and everything, and then, you know, they jump, they're easily startled, all of a sudden their heart rate's increasing, they're sweating.
Darun-Cassini says the patients can meet with counselors. Also during the hospital stay, staffers begin arranging the logistics of going home.
Yeah, just let me know. Okay.
Social worker Kim Burry spends much of her day on the phone. She determines the supports spinal cord injury patients need and how to pay for them. Burry says gunshot wounds most commonly occur in low-income neighborhoods, and many victims have sparse financial resources.
A big part of it is my role to look at, are they eligible for Medicaid or any of the state insurance? And if so, initiate getting that application done, getting that going.
Burry says finding money for something as basic as a wheelchair ramp can be challenging.
Private insurance would not pay for a ramp. That would be the patient, the family responsibility, if you can build a ramp at your house. And a lot of times we have people who are renting. And some of the funding sources we have are dependent upon the patient or the family owning the house.
Todd Droulard, the young man shot over his cell phone, says he's fortunate. His parents moved him and his brothers to a house that accommodates his wheelchair.
We put ramps. We make sure the doors are wide enough for me to get through. Rearrange the furniture so I can sit in the chairs.
And Droulard has not needed a special vehicle for transportation. He's able to hoist himself into his mother's car and uses a slide board to get in and out of his dad's truck.
It's just a board that's about 5 feet, I think, in length. It's really smooth, and you can move right across gaps.
Adapting to his surroundings was just the beginning of Droulard's challenges after he left the hospital. The bullet also changed the trajectory of his life. Tomorrow, we'll talk with him and a couple others about the lasting impacts of their gunshot injuries. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.